Penguin Audio presents Magic in the Wind by Christine Feehan, read by Eve Bianco. Chapter 1. Sarah's back. Sarah's come home. The whisper was overly loud and tinged with something close to fear or respect. Damon Wilder couldn't decide which. He'd been hearing the same small-town gossip for several hours, and it was always said in the same hushed tones. He hated to admit to curiosity, and he wasn't about to stoop to asking, not after he had made such a point of insisting on absolute privacy since he arrived last month. As he walked down the quaint, narrow sidewalk made of wood, the wind seemed to whisper, "Sarah's back." He heard it as he passed the gas station and burly Jeff Dawkins waved to him. He heard it as he lingered in the small bakery. Sarah. The name shouldn't carry mystery, but it did. He had no idea who Sarah was, but she commanded such interest and awe from the townspeople he found himself totally intrigued. He knew from experience the people in the sleepy little coastal town were not easily impressed. No amount of money, fame, or title earned one deference. Everyone was treated the same, from the poorest to the richest, and there seemed to be no prejudice against religion or any other preferences. It was why he had chosen the town. A man could be anybody here, and no one cared. All day he had heard the whispers. He'd never once caught a glimpse of the mysterious Sarah, but he'd heard she'd once climbed the sheer cliffs above the sea to rescue a dog. An imp-